You are back in the zone, live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Rosen off on the right point, fires, he scores! Hawks win! Hawks win! It's triple overtime! Michael Rosen off, firing from the line, and somehow that one got by to the rest! The Blackhawks lead the Boston Bruins one game to none in the Stanley Cup Finals! What a dramatic goal! And why not? The Blackhawks have been great in overtime. They best the Bruins. The final score, 4-3. And the madhouse is rocking again.
Welcome back in the zone. That's how it sounded last night. Hawks win. Hawks win.
Hawks.
Not hogs, but Hawks, Hawks win. Yes. Welcome back to the University of Arkansas campus, the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. Justin Akery joined by Randy Dixon.
Good morning.
And the former U.S. Senator, David Pryor, will join us. It'd be easier if his son wasn't a current U.S. senator. Then we could just say Senator Pryor, because I don't want people to be confused with the former and the current. But we look forward to visiting with him. Actually, Mark Pryor has been on the morning show several times over.
Oh, that's right.
So
yeah.
We will hope that Senator David Pryor has a much more pleasant experience in the midday than Mark ever had on the morning show. But look forward to it. So that was the game one last night. And so the good thing is, for those of us who are sports fans, you get the every other day thing. So tonight we have NBA Finals. We'll hear some sound coming up in a little bit. Tony Parker's injury, very much a question tonight as to whether or not he's going to be able to play or at least play extended minutes. We'll update you on the U.S. Open. For those of you who missed it earlier, they have they have water issues and rain issues, and they are expecting to get back on the course here in the next – within the hour, I guess. So tonight we have NBA Finals at 8 o'clock. I do not see any hockey tomorrow, so I misspoke. Apparently they don't play again until – the weekend.
Let's talk about Brooks Robinson.
Let's do. This weekend, the meet and greet, it is 5:30 to 7:30 at Lamar Porter Field.
Right.
In Little Rock, it's $10. You get a dog, you get popcorn, you get soda, and you get to meet Brooks Robinson, a living legend here in the state. And we have a clip from what year is this?
Well, we dipped into the KATV archives, and this is from 1966. Bud Campbell was at the airport to greet Brooks Robinson when he came back for, they called it Brooks Robinson Week in Little Rock. This is 1966, a clip from the KATV archives.
As part of Brooks Robinson Week here in Arkansas, I'd like to introduce Mayor Sonny Henson, who has something special, Sonny.
But thank you very much, Brooks. It's a real pleasure for me to have the opportunity to proclaim Brooks Robinson Week in Little Rock. And I'd like to read just a part of that, if I may, whereas October the 24th, 1966 will mark the homecoming of Brooks Robinson, who was born and raised in Little Rock, Arkansas, educated in the public schools, and graduated from Little Rock Central High School. And whereas the citizens of Little Rock are very proud of this fine young man, who is now a citizen of Baltimore, Maryland, and is the father of three sons.
And it goes on from there, Brooks, but we're mighty proud of you, and I'm honored to be able to proclaim this Brooks Robinson Week in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Thank you, Sonny.
Thank you, man. Call in Jess Matthews. Jess, would you come on in? Jess was principal at Little Rock High School when Brooks was there. And Jess,
right.
You turn this way for our camera. What do you best remember about Brooks, Jess?
Well, of course, I can remember this much, that when he graduated, his classmates voted him as the best all-around boy in the senior class, and I agreed with him heartily.
That's adjusting trivia. And I don't suppose Brooks, you ever had any problems over there, did you?
Well, not too many problems, but I understand I'm supposed to go to tomorrow morning. Last time I got to say something and nothing came out, so I hope the same thing doesn't happen tomorrow.
Thank you, Greg.
He was on Coach Andy's basketball team for 3 years, and we, student council, key club, and all of it, we're real proud of him.
Thank you very much, yes. Lawrence Mobley is here somewhere. Come on in, Lawrence. Because Lawrence, if I'm not mistaken, you work with Brooks in what capacity?
I coached him a senior in high school in basketball, but there wasn't much coaching to it.
You think there would have been a chance, if he had wanted to, that he could have played professional basketball?
If he had jumped in basketball like he did after he won the World Series, he could have dunked the ball anytime he wanted to.
Brooks, they told me that they have a new dancing ball on now based on the picture of you around all over the country.
Well, I read that in the paper this morning, too, but I don't know my wife, so she doesn't think too much of it, so I think it's going to kind of be overall pitching-wise, but everything else we did better than they did. And we played real well in the series, and that's why we won.
Well, it relieved a little pressure when you hit the home run.
Well, it sure did, especially off me.
Bill, thank you very much.
Well, the I think we had some audio issue there. Okay. We'll get that cleaned up for the next clips. But
yeah.
The fortunate position I'm in here in Fayetteville is that I can see the video of these two, but the audio obviously is good, and it'll actually sound a little better on some of the clips we have coming up. But, yeah, certainly a legend. And, man, he sounded great yesterday when he was on with the guys from Overtime. I'm sure if you go to the audio gallery on 1037thebuzz.com, you'll be able to hear that. So if you are interested or so inclined, that interview that he did with Trey Schaap and Matt Jones yesterday on Overtime is available. So. Yeah, and again, Saturday, 5:30 to 7:30, if you want to have a chance to catch up with them. I've actually got a great picture of, and I don't know what year it was, Randy. It must have been probably five or six. I'm trying to think. It's been maybe it's been like 8-10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but it was Paul interviewing Brooks, and I think mm-hmm. it was the last time that Brooks had been at Lamar Porter Field. And
well, he came up to the newsroom. He signed a bat for me. I mean, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Just really, really nice fella.
Well, I know there's a heck of an effort going to try to restore Lamar Porter, that whole facility over there. So it's great that he's on board with it, because you can't have too much better of an ambassador than Brooks Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of things, five-time Pro Bowler Jason Peters, former Razorback, well, tight end, turned offensive lineman, got himself in some trouble. He needs to stay out of Louisiana. Got arrested early Wednesday for drag racing and then trying to flee from police. That's a bad idea.
Wow.
An arrest affidavit says that there was a white Camaro and a blue sedan, 4:45 in the morning. Strike two. Also a bad idea.
Nothing ever happens good at that
yeah.
time of the morning.
Oh,
you know,
man.
That's what I always say, Matty T. If you haven't had enough fun by 4:30, you need to head to the house. 4:45 is just ridiculous. Way out of line. The sedan's driver pulled over when deputies started their lights and the sirens. He takes off in the Camaro, exceeded 100 miles per hour, strike three. Next thing you know, you get a free ride to jail, though, so that's
yep.
nice. So not exactly what he wants to do here, as he's trying to make an impression on his new head coach in Philadelphia. He is considered one of the best offensive linemen in the league. And
hey, guys, it's Basil.
Yes.
Justin. Yeah, I read that story this morning. I could not believe it. You know, at some point, don't you think you grow up in maturity till you realize, for being a five-time Pro Bowler, and a multimillionaire, probably not a good idea to be drag racing and then running from the cops.
Yeah.
I mean, where's any common sense anymore with anybody? I don't get
it.
The
other thing is, the last time he was in, well, I don't know if it was the last time, but recently, I guess, maybe it was a few months ago, he got arrested in Louisiana. Maybe he should just
oh, he
stay
did?
In Louisiana.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. But, yeah, pretty silly. You're going to laugh at this, but it's a true story. I wasn't racing, but I got pulled over. For drag racing.
Oh, were you really?
I was driving a 1981 baby blue Ford Escort.
Nice.
Same color as my pants today, Randy. And I got pulled over, and the officer was like, "You guys are drag racing." I'm like, "No. I'm in an Escort." I mean, come on. I mean, there are literally 8-year-old children walking faster than my car drives. So I had to go to court over. Well, the judge sentenced me to, I had to write an essay, 1,000-word essay on why drag racing was a bad idea.
Oh my gosh.
And he says, and I don't want a bunch of these and ofs in there either. Drag racing. I'm the only person I've ever met that has a drag racing ticket. So now me and Jason Peters finally have something in common.
Wow. I never knew that about you. I didn't know that side of you. I'll be darned.
I'm a wild man, David.
You should have seen him last night, Baz.
Oh,
was he up there with you, Randy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When I dozed off on his couch in the second overtime of the hockey game, I'm crazy.
Did you actually watch that? Did you know I said I watched
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we did.
Was that
yeah.
not, I mean, and you're not a hockey guy either, but
listen,
was that not compelling drama?
First hockey match I've watched since the Miracle on Ice, 35 years or whatever, just the longest, longest in history.
I think me too, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how they did it physically. How do you, I cannot imagine the physical toll. It's the most demanding physical sport, one of them out there, and to be skating for 5 hours or whatever it was, I don't know how they did it. It's impressive.
Hey, to be honest, I was blown away that the announcer sounded so awake at the end of the
podcast. I'm with you, Justin. With those hard names, too, how do those guys do it? I mean, did you happen to hear, I watched the very end, I stayed up until 2 like an idiot, but the post game with the guy, and he dropped.
Oh, no, I didn't make it.
He dropped the F-bomb.
Did he really?
I've got it recorded on my iPhone. And you know what? At that point, they didn't bleep anything because they figured nobody's watching at this point. Everybody's turned off their TV. But yeah, he just drops the F-bomb in the middle of the on the ice with the interview.
Well, like we were talking about earlier, when there was a late night broadcast one time, they were a little punchy. I'm sure he probably was a little punchy by the end of that
sure,
last night as
no
well.
Sure, no question.
Kerry has texted me. He says, "Drag racing in an Escort, 0-60 in a weekend." You must have lost a lot. Yeah, I didn't win too much. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, I drag race. Oh, really? In an Escort. I don't win much. Yeah, still fun, though. Anyway, That was the only thing I've ever been accused of that I
actually
I would never have guessed you.
Just like Jason Peters, I thought, you know, really? I mean, at that age and a multimillionaire, and he's, the worst part is they're running from police. Everybody who runs from police, you're always going to be caught. You're always going to be caught. So it's, you just make it worse. And that was the only thing, I it would have made your story better if you'd actually run from the police. That would have been even better.
I thought about, actually what I did was, he had pulled the first car over, and I thought, well, he's not going to stop me too. And then he jumps out in the middle of the street and puts his hand up in front of me and tells me to stop. So, it didn't go so well. But did you hear us talking about Brooks Robinson being in town this weekend?
I heard your interview yesterday was terrific. So you had
it wasn't mine.
I thought it was you.
That was overtime.
Oh, who
knows? The interview was so good.
I heard it was great.
It was the zone.
I heard it was great. Yeah, I heard whoever did it was great.
They were really good. It was very compelling. I actually got to listen to that on my way up here to Fayetteville yesterday. And anyway, that's in the audio gallery. But we were talking about how he got his start at Lamar Porter Field,
yes,
David. And
yes.
Just like our buddy Tommy Smith. And as I pointed out, that's where Tommy Smith's career started. And we all know it ended at Dickie Stevens Park during a celebrity softball game.
That's exactly right. You know, it's funny. You got Randy Dixon there. Randy, I can't wait to get up and see your facility this fall.
Yeah,
but
you need to come.
You know, I've never seen any video. And this is, you may answer, I've never seen any video of a young Brooks Robinson in Little Rock. Do you have any?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we were just watching.
I've never seen
it. The audio was not great.
1966.
Wow, yeah. I'd love to see that. That'd be awesome.
We also have some old film of him with his parents in their living room.
That's
great,
cool.
Classic stuff.
Cool stuff.
Big poodle. I don't know
what
that's from.
That's all right.
There's a huge poodle.
David, a more famous David, one of very few more famous Davids, and you just showed up, and we're going to visit with him.
Oh, great. Can't wait to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited about it. Well, man, thanks for popping in.
I'm just doing work here, just listening in. Right. Go have a great show.
Feel free to jump in anytime.
Good talking to you, Dave.
Yeah, you too, Randy.
Let me get JT in here, and then we'll take a break, come back and talk to Senator David Pryor. JT is hung up. He was going to talk about horrible bosses when he was talking about racing his Prius. He said, I don't win much. I love Jason Bateman. That dude's hilarious. 10:43, we'll take a time out, come back, and talk to Senator David Pryor. Stay with us. You're in the zone, live from the University of Arkansas campus, the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. We have a ton more clips to get to as well. We do this every time. Randy goes to all the trouble of getting us 20 clips, and we usually play 10 of them. Now you know how Matty T feels every day, because he pulls a bunch of sound for us to play during the show, and we almost never get to all of it. Sorry, Matt. I owe you.
All right, no problem.
We'll be back. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. A family vacation is all about the moments. Like the look on your daughter's face when she feeds a giraffe eye to eye. Or when your wife walks into a mall the size of Manhattan. Or your husband riding a state fair roller coaster. Woo!